core attributes, Jake. Before we go into core attributes for Jake, let's pull a lens back and talk about core attributes in general. I spoke earlier about professional narrative being a combination of your core attributes plus your journey. Well, your core attributes are traits, your strengths. Generally, they're the things that you use or bring to any encounter in life, both personally and professionally. It's how you go about taking on tasks at home. It's how you maintain relationships. It's how you interact with the world. And having an understanding of what those traits are, your attributes are, you'll have a better understanding and grounding in yourself. It stands to reason that when you take on tasks that play into your strengths, solving them will be much easier than when you take on tasks that don't play into your strengths. As a result, the work comes more easily to you. Not that you don't work less hard, but you have to exert less effort in doing something that you're not comfortable in doing because the work itself comes more easily to you. When the work comes more easily to you, you're more likely to be successful. And when you're successful, you're more likely to be happy. We see a lot of people who actually are in situations that don't play to their strengths and can be successful. But oftentimes what happens is they have to work so hard to overcome their lack of ability in those areas that by exerting that amount of effort, they come in and they say, look, I'm successful, but I hate what I do. A great football coach was asked why he was so good. And he said, I take the time to understand my players' strengths and weaknesses. And my job is to put them in situations where I know they will succeed. If you can articulate your core attributes, you can leverage that information to target careers or job situations that play to your strengths. It's important, though, to be truly authentic with yourself when you target and isolate what your core attributes are. The last thing you want to do is try to fool yourself or a potential employer and get into a situation that isn't one in which you will feel comfortable, happy, and excel. And let me throw one more thing into the mix. There's no such thing as a bad personal formula. People often come into us and they aspire to more glamorous traits like dynamic and creative, spontaneous, entrepreneurial, and sometimes they even will put that on their resume when it doesn't exist within themselves. And nothing could be worse. You don't want to end up in a situation where those are important things that are needed in a position if you don't have the wherewithal to be able to deliver on them. As I said before, even if you could overcome your deficiencies, you probably would be struggling and not happy in the role. But let's flip it on its head for a second, okay? There is no such thing as a bad dynamic formula, all right? Some people look at dependable and methodical and logical and procedural, and they see that as somewhat boring. But I can tell you, when I'm in the back of an airplane and that plane's landing at JFK, I don't want the pilot to be creative or spontaneous and try to land the plane backwards. I want him to follow the systematic, methodical way you're supposed to land a plane every time. Let's get back to Jake. So Jake's core attributes, the ones we came up and developed with him, were systematic, energetic, intuitive, unflappable, collaborative, empathetic, analytical, positive, and a problem solver. These were certainly traits that he had demonstrated in the workplace before, yet were not necessarily hospitality traits. And by pulling back and not looking at him through a hospitality lens, we could begin to see him in a different vein. These traits also began to point in a different direction with a different set of titles and different roles for where he might go in the future.